This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How is all God's beautiful people out there? I hope and pray that you had a beautiful week and a beautiful weekend. It's Monday morning, and we just want to give thanks to the Lord. Our hearts is heavy because of the tragedy and the shootings that continue and the violence that continues to happen in our community. So let us pray. Father God, we're asking for your blessing. We're asking for us, your people, to afflict themselves for 3 days with no food and no water, that we may fast as you have saved Nineveh, as you have saved when Esther prayed and called for the fast. We're calling for the fast of our nation, Lord, and our city, our country, and the divisiveness is not of God. A house divided cannot stand. We that are strong, which we are Christians, must bear the infirmities of the weak for those who are not Christians. And we must intercede, for you have given us this ministry of reconciliation. I pray, O God, that your word that you are sending forth will fall on good ground, and the people that are hearing my voice will raise up and participate and engage themselves and hug their children and let them know that they love them and that they hear them. That they would look in their eyes, because sometimes our children say such profound things to us that shake us. I'm asking you, O God, because of your mercy, we see the destruction that's running rampant in our communities. The effect, the traumatic effect that it has on families, on children, old and young, the victims as well as the perpetrators. Father God, we're asking a blessing and a mighty move after we come off of your fast. Because you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, Joel called for a fast in Joel 1:14. So I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, bind our hearts together and our love together and make us one in this mission. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, I have an immediate press release. One Nation Under God Fasting. You can contact me, the Reverend Ken Jones, ChristZion.com. That's Christ with an S, ChristS, Zion, Zion.com. It's posted there in my community advisory section. The phone number is 904-234-6481. To the people of Jacksonville, Florida, and our nation, we're calling for solemn fasts for our city and nation. In the book of Joel 1:14, he says, "Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. The Lord pressed upon my heart on February 12, 2018, to call for the fast on the Truth is Holy show, Ken Jones Radio, here on my show. On February 14, 2018, the shooting occurred at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. We have witnessed or heard of the increased crime rate, murder, etc., in our city and nation. It is time for the body of Christ to come together collectively to fast and pray. As believers, we know that prayer and fasting can and will bring changes to Jacksonville and our nation. We are filled with empathy and compassion for our city as well as our nation. We know that there is nothing too hard for God. In the book of Jonah, God was going to destroy Nineveh because it was a wicked city. God sent his word to Jonah to go to that city so that the people might be saved. Jonah went to Nineveh after obeying God's word, and the city called for a fast, and everyone fasted, even the king, the babies, the animals, etc. And God spared the city in Jonah 3:5. It is a fact that God saved Nineveh. And I want to ask you a question this morning. Don't you want God to save Jacksonville and our nation? We want a mighty move of God, even as he moved in the days of old, as he moved in Nineveh. Also, in the book of Esther, God used her to call for a 3-day and night fast to save a nation of people from being annihilated in Esther 5:16. God is still sparing the lives of people. There appears to be deep divisions in our city and across our nation. But as the people of God, we're believing God and his word, and in the power of prayer and fasting, we are calling for a fast for unity and love in our communities to stop the violence in our cities and nation. This will be a 72-hour fast. No food, no water. Beginning 7 a.m. Tuesday, March 6, 2018, through 7 a.m. March 9, 2018. People of God, it is time for us to come together. It's for time that we need to be one, as the Lord says, Father, make them one. It is our time. And it is our season. The world will never know or understand the holy, righteous, loving, compassionate God, except that we be his witnesses. I'm asking you to lift up your voice. Go to ChristZion.com. Post your comments. Get in touch. The scripture for the fast, I'm going to be reading it today. I know that there's people that are waiting on the Matthew 5 for me to continue with the teaching because they love that and I love that, and you guys know that I have a passion for it. But this is pressing. When we see our children, the ones that were gunned down at Sandy Hook, they could not speak. They were elementary children. But these are young adults, and they have a voice, and I want to let them know that I hear you, that God hears you, and the people of God hear you, and we stand with you because we have to love our children, we have to encourage them, we have to inspire them. And I'm here to tell you to lift up your head, you everlasting gates, and be ye lifted up to everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? Is replied, the Lord, high and mighty. He is the King of glory. I'm here for you. Bible Voices on Facebook. That's me. That's Ken Jones. Many of you have went to that site on Facebook and heard of Bible Voices and Christ Zion. That's me. Post your comments. I want to hear from you. We're one in the Lord. Go to ChristZion.com. I want to hear from you. Call in this morning, 904-401-1413, saying that I stand with God. I stand with God. Will you stand with me? Will you stand with the others that stand for God? 904-401-1413 is the live call-in number. I'm asking you, isn't your heart moved? Isn't it enough divisiveness in our community? Isn't enough violence and crime? Isn't it enough of racial division? A house divided, a people that's divided, one nation under God. Divided, we cannot stand. We have to, men, women of God, stand in the gap for those that do not know God, that do not understand. But we know, because Jesus said, as long as the bridegroom is here, the children don't need to fast. But now that Jesus is gone and the Holy Spirit is here leading and guiding us to all truth and righteousness, God, Holy Spirit, is speaking, and he's speaking now. You know his voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and a hireling they will not follow. Do you know God's voice when he is speaking to you? Are you filled with empathy and compassion this morning, this day? Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said, I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. I will be exceedingly glad. I'm not going to walk around in distress feeling that I'm defeated, that God is defeated. God is still alive. He's still the same today as he was yesterday. For the Lord thy God changes not. He is the same. He's sitting high and he's looking low. And he's waiting for his people to go into the harvest because it's rottening. People need the Lord. Is there anyone out there that God is speaking to, that he has spoke to, that love him with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and all of your soul, letting everyone know that there's room at the cross. There's room at the cross. I've had some disparaging conversation this weekend with people that have given up on the young people. But I'm here to tell you, Ken Jones is not giving up, and God is not giving up on you young people. I stand with you. I stand for you. And together we rise, and together we fall. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with unity, with love, with peace, with joy, and with prosperity for all. No more divisiveness, no more dividing and conquering, no more playing these auspicious games, cloak mixed with the dagger. This is Ken Jones. Truth is holy. God is holy. Will you join with me? I was able to contact Sid Hawkinson and Teresa Sapinski, Times Union. We'll see what you do. We got to get the word out. Call. Call your TV station. Call your radio. Call. Get the word out. There's hope. If God can do it then, he can do it now. If his people who are called by his name in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, whatever you ask according to his will, he'll do it for you in 1 John. Then what happened to the word of God? Has it lost power? Can I get a witness out there? Can I get a witness out there? Can I get you to just pull over in your car and say a word of prayer right now for our country, for our city? I made a shout out to First Baptist of Jacksonville, haven't heard anything back from them. And I know that they're good people because they're under good leadership with Dr. Mac Brunson. But, hey, he's been talking. He wants the unity. He wants the community to be together. I haven't heard back from any of them. And I will stand if I have to stand by myself. But I just believe that there's more people out there that care for our great city, that love our great city, Jacksonville, that it is a beautiful and gorgeous city, but we have some work to do. We can't be so heavenly high that we're no earthly good. This is your time, and this is your season. Stand up for God. Deny yourself 3 days, no food, no water. I'm well in my 60s. I don't fret because of evildoers, because they'll soon be cut down and withered like grass. I love the Lord with all of my heart and my soul, and I know that I am not the only one. Are you out there this morning? Are you filled with empathy and compassion, or is your finger steady pointing in judgment and condemnation? Because we have no more condemnation. We are justified in Christ and through Christ, and with his stripes we were healed. He was bruised for our transgression, wounded for our iniquity. There's room at the cross. No, I don't want to have anything to do with the young people because, see, man, them jitterbugs, man, Yeah. Well, you think it's going to get better when you close your heart and your bowels of mercy towards them and have no fellowship? This is something that mom and dad and the children can all do together. They can say, we're going on a mission and we have a purpose and we're going to see the desired outcome because we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. God's loving kindness is endless. It endures forever. You have to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You remember when Israel was wandering in a solitary place, they found no city to dwell in. They were hungry and thirsty, and their souls fainted in them, and that they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go into a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness, as in the shadow of death, being bound in the afflictions of iron, because they rebel against the word of God and condemned and blamed and rebuked the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought them down to their heart to labor. They fell down, and there was no one to help them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness, of the shadow of death, out of slavery, out of the bondage, out of the yoke, broke the bands of the wicked that Satan held as bound, broke them asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken down the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquity, are afflicted. Their soul abhorred. They hated all manner of spiritual food, all manner of meat, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them in their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. He sent his word to heal me. How about you? Have you ever been touched by God? And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his work in rejoicing. They went down into the sea in the ship, the seamen, the wayfaring man that do business in the great waters. That's why I put the deep waters on Christ Zion, my website. Because I've come out into the deep, Lord. He says, children, do you have any meat? They say, no, we've toiled all night. He said, launch out into the deep. Cast your net upon the right side. For he commandeth and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raised the stormy winds and lift up the waters thereof, some 60, some 80, 90 feet. With the waves, they mount up into heaven. They go down again to the depths and their soul is melted. You get seasick because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. And they're at wit's end. They cried unto the Lord, Lord, remember. And the Lord, in their trouble, he brings them out of their distress. He maketh the storm to calm so that the waves thereof are stilled. And they are glad because they be quiet, so that he brings them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him in the congregation of people, in the assemblies of the elders. He turneth rivers into forests and the water spouts, the floods into dry ground. A fruitful land into desert, the wickedness from them that dwell therein. He turns the wilderness into standing water, into lakes, and dry ground into water spring oases. And sow the fields and plant vineyards for your increase. He blessed them also that are multiplied greatly, and suffered not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low, through oppression and affliction and sorrow. He pours contempt upon the princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness like in a maze where there is no way. Yet setteth the poor on high from affliction and maketh his families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whosoever is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And you'll understand that favor is not fair. 107 Psalms 1 through 42. Now the scripture for the fast that you meditate on is going to be Zechariah chapter 8. Go to www.christzion.com. Chapter 8. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus say the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy. I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus says the Lord, I am returned to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnants of this people, in these days should it also be marvelous in my eyes? Question. Says the Lord of hosts, thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong that you hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days there were no hire for man, no any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out and came in because of the affliction. For I set all men, every one, against his neighbor. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass, as you were a curse amongst the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus says the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, I repent it not. So again, I thought in these days to do well to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. These are the things that you shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gate. And let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says the Lord. And the Lord and the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerfulness, feasts. Therefore, love the truth and peace. Thus says the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of the city shall go one to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. And I will go also. Yes, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all language of nations, even shall take hold of the skirts of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. May the Lord richly bless you. And will you stand with me? www.christzion.com. That's the website. This is Ken Jones, Christ Zion. I stand with you, the people of Jacksonville. You have a voice, and we have a voice. And at Bible Voices, every voice is important. And at Bible Voices in Christ Zion, you have a voice. You can follow us on Facebook at Bible Voices Christ Zion. You can go to the website. You can come and visit us. Sit down. Have study with us. Pray with us. Will you join me? 904-234-6481. Will you join God? Remember, if you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. You have to remember, it's all God, it's all day, and it's all the time. I'm Ken Jones, and I love you, and I love the people of God. and the people that are not of God. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, bless, I pray, according to your riches and glory. Hold us in the hall of your hand in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless you.